And you need to. Oh, tomorrow is a sister too, though. Because I understand, because we have so many children, so mom is quite busy with the children. So,
yeah. 那感谢神，休斯顿教会有这个弟兄诗班，不过明天那就有混声的这个诗班。那因为休斯顿教会有这么多的小朋友，所以想必这些妈妈们也都很忙碌。
Tonight I'd like to share with you this topic with the owning the hidden treasure.
今天想要跟大家来一起勉励的题目叫做拥有隐藏的宝藏。
The rich men know how to own the things that are especially important one and precious one. The rich men know how to.
所以有钱的人知道要怎么样来管理他所拥有的。
I hope that all the friends and brothers and sisters hope you can be a truly the person that own the most precious one so that you can be a richest man in the world.
那希望今天在座的朋友或者是我们的弟兄姐妹都知道要怎么样来拥有这个隐藏的宝藏，所以我们都能够成为最富有的人。
And please turn to Matthew chapter 13.
我们请看马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
马太福音十三章第四十四节。
Matthew 13 verse 44.
马太福音十三章四十四节。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid.And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field.
四十四节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
The most precious one in the world is we can say something give us a peace, something give us a satisfaction, something.Give us ultimate the joy in our life that we can say that is the most precious one.
在世上，我想最宝贵的东西就是那个人让我们得到平安，能够得到满足，能够让我们觉得非常的有喜乐。这就是我觉得，如果拥有这样子东西，那这就是拥有世界上最大的宝藏。
So Jesus here asks us to be a wise and also wise businessman.
那耶稣要我们做有智慧的这个的商人。
So you can own the kingdom of heaven in your life.
所以我们能够拥有天国。
This verse 44 is a background, so like a several thousand, this is a 2,000 years ago Jesus mentioned about the hidden treasures in the field.
那这四十四节是在两千年前，耶稣在当时所提到的，这所谓的这个隐藏的宝藏。
So as you know, the several thousand years ago, the house formation, you know, the ancient time, so the house is a very simple formation actually at that time.
我们可以想象在数千年前，在那个时候，房子或者是这些所有的建筑物大概都是非常简单。
Nowadays, if you have a house, there's so many places you can hide something very precious. One, so anybody who thief coming breaking into your house, and they do not know where your you know precious one in your house.
那比起现在的房子，那的建筑的方式呢，有非常这个复杂的房间格局，所以就算有小偷闯进来。那要来找这里的宝藏来偷，大概都不是那么容易找得到。
But ancient time, except the rich people, normal people, their house is very simple.
所以在古时候呢，除非是很有钱的人，那一般人住的房子大概都非常的简单。
So, anybody breaking in, coming in the house, then they can find out the things very precious one in the house very simply. They can steal it very easily.
所以如果有人闯进一个房子，那如果有任何看起来有价值的东西，大概都可以非常容易就被找到。
So it becomes a custom that the people when they have a very precious one, they do not want to share this information to other people, but they want to hide it in their field.
所以就变成了一个大家的习惯，如果有宝贵的东西，如果大家这些拥有宝贝的人，他不想让其他人发现的话，就把它藏在地底下。
Usually digging out the field, and then they only the owner knows where these treasures, so they hide it, and then they covered up.
所以把宝藏藏在地底下以后呢，就只有这个宝藏的拥有的人会知道到底埋在什么地方，那要怎么样把它给挖出来。
But then the time just continued to move on, and hundreds of years are passing by, and somehow the owner forget about the treasure they actually put it under the ground.
所以可能一段时间之后，或许这个宝藏的主人呢，自己也忘了到底把宝藏埋在哪里了。
And sometimes a new owner, so they go, they trying to cultivate the field, and then they.Once they digging out, they find out the treasure somebody actually hiding in the field.
所以那是这个新的主人来了。那当他在准备整地，要来这这个建造他的家园的时候，可能不小心就会发现到以前的人所埋藏的这个宝藏。
I think the Matthew chapter 14, chapter 13, verse 44. You know this the background information. Then we easily can understand about the verse 44.
所以在四十四节刚刚所讲的就是这个 很简单的一个背景的一个介绍，让我们可以了解当时的情况。
Now also sometimes the people who they don't have money, yet they just they're being hired other rich people, and then the portion of the field they can help to they loan and they rent it, you know, to cultivate the land.
那有的时候呢，有些比较贫穷的人，那他们或许就是是租这个地，那他们要来整地，或者是在这个田地里工作。
Usually after harvest, and then they pay to the portion to the master, and then the rest of them they taking they support their family.
那这些租地来耕种的人呢？那当他们收成之后，他就可以把他们收成的部分，那缴交给他们的这个地的主人。那这样他就可以用这样的方式来维持自己的生计。
We find out in this story, this man he worked on the field and he found this hidden treasure.
那在这里记载了这个人他是在这个土地上工作的人，那他发现了意外的发现了这个宝藏，那他就非常高兴。
Obviously, this man is not that rich man.
那当然很明显的，这个并不是一个有钱的人。
So actually helping the other people's own field, actually helping the lawn, and then helping trying to cultivate and then you know the land.
那这个找到的宝藏的人，很显然他并不拥有这个地，而是他是在帮忙这个地的主人来整地，或者是在这个地上就是租了地来种植自己农作物的人。
But he find out the treasure within his own lawn, the field, find out the treasure.
那在他这个整地的过程，他发现到了这个宝藏。
So it's better not to share with other people.
所以那当然这样子就最好不要让别人知道了，就不要跟别人分享。
Until he owns it.
那一直到他的的确确拥有了。这个土地。
He knows that this treasure is expensive.
他知道这个宝藏呢是非常昂贵的。
So he even understand that he go back to sell all his property, and he then he can bring the money to he can buy the field.
所以他知道这个土地是非常这个值钱的，所以他愿意来很高兴的变卖一切，想要来把这个地给买下。
So still the treasure is value is more than what he invested.
所以这个宝藏呢，是比他这个投下的那更加的有价值。
So Jesus here, telling us the messages, be a wise man.
所以在耶稣在这里告诉我们要做一个有智慧的人。
If you find the treasure, take it, buy it.
所以如果你发现了宝藏，那你要赶快把它买下来。
If you look at the verse 45, also similar way of concept, that there's a.Talking about the businessman.
那在四十五节这里也是一个类似的一个就是买卖做生意的人的一个例子。
And pearls, you know, the salesman always looking for the good one.
那这些卖这个珍珠的这个商人总是在寻找这个好的品质的珍珠。
But the value is more than what he offered to the pay and buy, and he willing to, you know, because he find out the good one.
但呢，有的时候会发现到这个珍珠其实价值更加的超过他想要来付钱要来买。
After I think about in the Bible, when Jesus when he mentioned about the you know to good the wise man and also the good businessman thinks a lot of places we can find out.
所以在圣经里头提到很多所谓的这种有智慧的人或者是很有头脑的做买卖的人。
And parable of talent also Jesus mentioned aboutand the master gave the, a lot of those of five talent, gave it to the first person, second person, two talent, gave it to the second person, and third one talent.
还有就是其他的比喻就是说耶稣把
So master demanded to let those servant to do the business.
所以就是说这个主人呢让他的这些仆人把他的财富给他就分给他们让他们来做他们各自的生意。
You have to think about life is business.
我们来想象我们的生活就好像是在做生意一样。
Why we work very hard?
那我们如果工作得非常努力。
Because we want to do the business.
因为我们也想要做好我们的生意。
Of course, I'm not only talking about the personal business or we work for the company or whatever we're doing, all because of we want to gain something more than actually what we offer actually.
那我这里讲做生意，不只是就是说自己的这个经商或者是在公司行号上班这个努力的过程，而是我们有努力的付出，因为我们希望可以得到什么。
When I was in college, sometimes I bought a lottery ticket. It's only $1.
我在大学的时候呢，我会想要花一块钱来买这个乐透的这个奖券。
Hoping that I get one, then I offer over than 1/10, and then I can do many things.
那我希望总是希望我可以哪一天得一个奖。那这样的话，我就是可以这个献上十分之一，然后也可以用这个钱做好多事情。
The only one I got is only two numbers right.That is the most the close ones.
那当然，我买了这么多的彩券，那时候我最接近的就是最后的那个两位数字一样。
So I can tell this is not my way of blessing. God asks us not to do that.
所以从这我知道，这并不是神的旨意，要我从这个方式来致富。
But actually, I myself is truly the blessed by God. My life, I say.I can tell I'm a very rich man in the Lord.
但呢，我自己真的是得到神那里很多祝福。在神眼中，我是一个富足的人。
I hope because we can find out the hidden treasure.
我们要怎么样可以找到这个隐藏的宝藏呢
？Anybody know 1867 what happened to the United States?
有人知道一八六七年的时候美国发生了什么事吗
？1867.
一八六七年在美国。有没有人知道发生了什么事
？United States bought the Alaska at that time.
在那个时候，美国买了阿拉斯加。
The USA offered only just $7 million and then purchased this Alaska.
那时候美国他出了七百万。
Nowadays is valued at that time. This is seven million. Nowadays, the equivalent is 1.7 billion around.
所以现在大概是一点七亿。
But still, the nation to nation about Alaska 1.7 billion. Why not?
所以如果是把一个国家买下来，你花一点七亿美元，那当然这是一个很好的一个交易。
And the comment and when I find out the smartphone, I find out.The Alaska, the value, it cannot explain with the monetary value actually for the United States.
所以那时候购买阿拉斯加的这个过程其实是没有办法来衡量它的价值的。
After USA purchased this Alaska, after 50 years, actually 100 times a fold of monetary value actually returned back to the United States.
所以在五十年美国购买了阿拉斯加之后呢，那所有的这个他所花的这个钱就
So find out that one of the most bargain in the history is USA bought this Alaska.
所以大家发现这个历史上这个最会买的这个一个过程呢，就是美国买下了阿拉斯加。
Because of the Russia, they do not know the value of Alaska, so they sell it away with $7 million.
因为那时候俄国他们不了解阿拉斯加它可贵的地方，所以他只用了这个七百万 就卖了，卖给美国。
But at that time, the United States knows the value of Alaska is willing to pay for the $7 million.
但在那个时候呢，美国了解阿拉斯加的价值，所以他们愿意花这个700万元来跟俄国购买。
Because once you read the history, at that time, actually Congress they quite against it.
那如果我们回头去读那个历史的话，我们会发现那个时候的国会其实是非常反对这个购置案。
Why such kind of the you know the barren land, which is in a useless land, we can pay a $7 million?
为什么要花这样子的钱来买一个一点用处都没有的一个荒芜之地？
But one of the wise men said, "We have to buy this."
但呢，有一个有智慧的人，他讲说，我们必须要来买。
So he insists, end up he purchased this Alaska.
所以他坚持，需要来完成这个购置案。
The important thing is that the treasures. When we seeking the treasures always are somewhere in the hidden place.
所以我们讲到这个宝藏，宝藏通常都是在一个隐秘的地方。
Nowadays, the people do not even spend time and effort to trying to find out the true, the hidden treasures.
那现在的人呢，有时候甚至不愿意再花时间精力去寻找这些隐藏的宝藏。
The life is too busy, and the life is only a human's way. So we're seeking something we can see it so that we can get it. That's what the man's focus and our goal to be.
现在的人呢，都太忙碌了，大家没有那个兴趣，也没有那个精力来寻找那个看不到的宝藏。
Of course, there's a lot of things in this world. You know, you can see that you can gain, you can get by your own ability. Then maybe it gives you some certain point. It gives you satisfaction and a certain short period of time. Maybe.
那当然，就是这些所谓看得到的宝藏。那因为你看得到，你得得到，可是这样子的这些满足，只能让你得到。就是一个有限度的满足感而已。
But many of them, what we think that it is a treasure, so we approach to there to get something, but many of them it turn out to be empty-handed.
那很多时候我们看到了，我们觉得那个是宝藏，那我们很努力的去得到，但到最后呢，我们却空手而返。
The one of a famous man in the Bible, like Solomon, he was actually a very wise man.
那在圣经里记载了所罗门王，他是非常有智慧的人。
And God blessed him, so he has a full of a material blessing and abundant blessing in his life.
那神祝福他，所以他有非常丰裕的物质生活。
So he trying to seek in his life to be pleasure for to satisfy his soul.
那他也竭尽所能的要来满足他的灵命。
Things exceedingly a lot. So he just to whatever he liked to do his eyes, he did it.
所以有很多，因为他有办法，那他那些能够让满足他眼目的情欲的呢，他也就去做了。
But he think once he gets something out of his eyes desire or his body wants he get in his life, but end up he find out it is empty handed, so he can confess that it is vanity under the sun.
那因为他这个所看到他喜欢的，满足他的这个眼目欲望的，他就设法去取得。那这样，他虽然都尽他能力，他也得到了非常多的这个物质，但呢，到最后他发现一切都是空虚。
Most of the people nowadays are seeking for material things and holding their life.
那现在很多人不断的来寻找这些物质的东西。
But end up, they find out it is empty hand. It also cannot give us a true satisfaction.
但到最后呢，发现这所有的东西带来的只是空虚，而没有办法让我们得到永远的满足。
It is a blessing. We acknowledge God.
那能够认识神，知道神，这是一个祝福。
And within the blessing of God, we seeking our life. That all the things giving into our life become a blessing. Then.
所以因着认识神。那我们这些所有之后由神而得到的东西都是神给我们的祝福。
But if we follow the word and the only just material things and also the things in this world belongs to this earth, we seeking for that, end up we find out there's no any meaning at all.
但呢，如果这些只有物质上的这些意义的话，那这些东西就算我们得到，到最后也是没有意义的。
The wise man says that he who loves the money will not be satisfied with the money.
那有就是说如果喜欢钱财的之后就是不会他的满足不会只限于钱财。
He who loves abundance with its income, these two is vanity. Those who wants a lot, but once they have it, but it becomes a burden too. And Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
所以在传道书第五章第十节这里所讲到的是贪爱银子的不应得银子之足。贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足，这也是虚空。
I'd like to share about this true story about my family.
我想在这里跟大家来分享，我家里的一个真实的故事。
When I was in the junior high.
我在国中的时候。
It was a blessing because of my father had a chance to loan the money from the relatives.
那在那个时候呢，那是。我们家里非常幸运的，我爸爸有办法跟亲戚借到了一笔钱。
My father think that it's actually not my father offered to him to loan, but actually the one relative actually offer to my father to if you want this money you can take it without any interest.
那时候并不是我爸爸主动的去借钱，而是这个亲戚他主动的来说，如果你需要用这笔钱，我可以借给你，而且不需要利息。
So at that time, our family, my mother, father, and I, we stay in the one room at that time. We rented in a monthly.
那在那个时候，我父母亲跟我，我们一起住在租的一个房子，就只有一个房间的房子。
Because we moved from the countryside town to move into the Seoul at that time, capital. So everything was expensive.
那我们从乡下那搬到了汉城。那是当时的韩国的，就是韩国的首都，所以在那个地方，首都的关系，所以都很昂贵。
So for us at that time, it was a jackpot because that you know relative offer us is not we my father offered to him, but he offered to my father, you can take this money to use it.
所以那时候就像中了大奖一样，并不是我们去借的钱，而是这个亲戚他主动来借给我们。
So it's exciting because once we buy a house, then I can have my own room.
所以我们有了这笔钱，我们可以租房子，那我可以有自己的房间。
So that money and that we offer the same house we rented, and then the owner to if you want to sell your house, we can buy. You know, my father, you know, to make a deal.
那也用了这个钱我们就想要来买更大的房子，然后那个房子的。这个主人就说，如果你有兴趣卖你现在的这个房子，我们可以把它买下来。
So it ended up to be a true jackpot because it made a deal.
那也因此就真的好像这个得到了一个非常好的这个奖赏，这个一个重大奖一样。
But after made a deal, because of this town, that place, there is things, because you know, Seoul changed very dynamically at that time. So after several weeks later, this house price, the went up to double.
Yeah, 所以这真的就是像中大奖一样。那因为那个时候汉城这个房地产变动非常的快速，所以就几个礼拜之内，那房子的价值马上翻身变成两倍。
So owner came back to my father. Can we withdraw your you know our contract to you know that you purchased the house?
所以那个房子本来的主人就跑来问说，我们可不可以把我们的那时候买房子的契约给这个给毁了，因为你们所愿意付的钱现在已经不够来买这个房子了。
So, my father say no.
当然我爸爸说不行。
Because you know it's a my opportunity, right? That's what my father said. No, it cannot be withdrawn.
所以我爸爸说不行，因为这个对我来说是个好机会。
Oh, suddenly the house my father purchased become a double. It suddenly become, you know, it's a blessed.
那这个房子，我们所购买的就在那一瞬间价值变成两倍，那对我来说是一个极大的祝福。
So after the months and then they move out, we move into the you know the whole house we take over.
那在那一个月之内呢，那他们搬出去，我们搬进去，那就成了我们的我们的房产。
Finally, I have my own room. It's a blessing.
那在那之后呢，我终于能够有自己的房间，这真的是一个很
大的祝福。But after a short period of time, this termite start to bother this house.
但呢，有一段时间，白蚁开始侵入这个房子。
It was a time that the termites constantly to ruin the house here and there.
所以在那个时候呢，这些白蚁呢，常常的在房子的不同的角落在那里这个制造问题。
Even we called the termite control to my father to try the treatment, but yesterday they later coming back.
那虽然我父亲他也试图了找这个杀虫公司来处理，但呢，这些白蚁这个就算被杀了又回来。
And also at that time, my mother start to sick.
但也在同时，我母亲开始生病。
Then my father, mother, they say they pray about it.
所以我的父母亲呢，就为这个事情来祷告。
It is a golden opportunity that we bought the house, yet things are not favorable to, you know, to have that happen.
虽然说那似乎是一个非常这个非常美好的一个机会之下，我们来买这个房子。但呢，在那个时候，我们的生活并不是很顺利。
My father at that time is serving the church. At that time, the church in Korea.、Yeah.
所以那时候，我的父亲是在韩国真耶稣教会在那里的工人。
So she actually when he having a house, all the attention to the house at that time.
那因为他买了房子，所以所有大家人的这个眼目都放在这个房子上。
So later, we think that this is not supposed to live in this place.
所以后来我们就想，可能我们不应该在这里再居住。
At that time, there is a church. The one room, the next, there is a one room is empty.
在那个时候呢，在the room next to the church.
But right next to the church, there is a one room. Okay.
So 在那个时候，在教会的旁边有一个房间呢是空下来的。
So we better not to stay, but we better they my mom and dad they pray about it.They say they have to move into the church's basement.
所以后来我的父母亲祷告，那他们就决定要搬进这个教会隔壁的这个空房子。
When I heard this, then how about my room?
真的是一个房间的房子，所以我一听到，我第一个反应就是，那我的房间怎
么办？At that time, I didn't know anything, so just look from my view, my very selfish view.
所以那时候因为我什么也不懂，所以只能从一个非常自私的角度来考量这样的事情。
Since we have a house, why we have to move into the church only one room?
那我在想，我们既然已经有了一个这样子的房子，有另外的房间，那为什么我们还要去搬到这个教会隔壁的那一个就只有一个房间？
At that time, my mother, my father explained about it.
所以我的父母亲呢就解释给我听。
So then we moved to the church.
所以我们就搬到了教会。
And then this house later to be sold.
那我们那个房子呢后来就卖掉了。
We realized that my father realized this house not belongs to him.
因为在那时候呢，我父亲了解到那个房子并不属于他。
It was amazing that go through this process, I find I just indirectly I find out how God lead our life.
那也很神奇的，这样子的一个过程，我了解到神如何的来带领我们的生活。
At that time, we move into the church. There's one room.
那我们刚搬进教会的时候呢，只有一个房间。
Actually, I myself received a great blessing spiritually.
但呢，我在那个时候，我得到了属灵上非常多的祝福。
And also, eventually, my mother's was you know the TB was eventually healed.
那后来我母亲的疾病肺病也因此而得到治愈。
Everything in my family's life come back to a blissful life.
那我们家所有一切都变成了有非常多的祝福。
As material wise, actually we reduced that.
虽然从物质上来看，我们其实经济情况缩减了不少。
My father said this church is not belongs to us, so what we gain we offer to God.
那因为我父亲说这教会这个房子不属于我们的，所以我们所有得到的我们都献给神。
So things not belongs, we better not to take it.
那不属于我们的，我们最好都不要拿。
So at that time, there's this church was about to they lay the plan for the construction.
那因为这个教会那个时候正在盖这个地基，要准备来盖房子。
So he just offered to God.
所以他就
Because he got to learn from this instance.
因为他从哦 ，OK， 是因为他从之前的例子呢，他学到了经验。
Because when we having the house, his life was a lot of trouble actually.
因为他了解到我们拥有自己的这个比较大的房子的时候，其实我们有
很多的麻烦。Then he actually self-reflect himself that when I having the house, I more focus on the house instead of the church work.
所以他理解到当我们有自己的房子的时候，那大家的注意力所有忙碌的事情都是跟这栋房子有关。
So he mentioned that God,
而他没有做这个教会的工。
God gave me a lesson.
所以他了解到神给他一个学习的功课。
Well, of course, when I was little, I didn't understand what, you know, what he really talking about.
当然那时候因为我还小，我不了解他在说什么。
But later find out, oh, that is it. I understand, you know, later on.
但后来呢，我慢慢就了解到他的意思是什么。
Because my father later find out the true treasures out of the, you know, the spirit.
因为之后，因为在那个时候，我父亲他了解到真正的宝藏是在属灵层面的。
Sometimes the finding out the treasure is not coming from the, you know, the materials.
因为这有的时候这些宝藏真的不是在于物质方面。
It's coming from spirit.
而是从这个属灵而来。
If you first time you come to the church, maybe, or if you know the truth, if you want to seeking the truth, you come to the Lord today.
那如果我们来到教会，我们就会说，如果你是来寻求真理的
，The church never offer you for about the money to things how you can be millionaire to be in this world.
所以，如果我们要的是真理，那我们就来这里。那因为我们不是来教会，并不是来得到世上的财宝。
Church is the place we seeking the spiritual blessing, a spiritual millionaire.
那教会呢，是让我们来追寻属灵的智慧、属灵的财宝。
So Bible teaching us about how you became the owner, gain the ownership of the kingdom of God.
那圣经教导我们如何能够成为神国天国的这个宝藏的所有人。
The kingdom of God, why is it precious?
那天国呢，就是所有的这个宝藏。
Because one day we have to die.
有一天我们即将死亡。
Whether we live in the $1 million house, whether we are in $100,000 house, whether we rented a house, rented an apartment, doesn't matter. But one day we have to die, and then we have to depart from this world.
那因为我们有一天总要死，所以就算你住100万的房子，或你住这个一个非常小便宜的房子，或者是你租，那这些都不重要，因为我们一旦死了之后，这些都不存在了。
So things belongs to this world, give us maybe temporal, you know, the satisfaction, but it cannot be the true treasures, things we can see through our eyes.
那这世界所有的东西，那并不能够永远的存在。那些眼目看起来好的，但也不会永远的存在在这里。
The Bible, there's a story about the Samaritan woman. She is the one, she wants to find out the satisfaction from the husband.
那在圣经上讲到这个撒玛利亚的这个女人，那她曾经想要追求就是透过不同的这个先生，不同的男人身上得到满足。
One time she trying to this man, but after get married, she find out not that this man to give her the satisfactions.
那她曾经跟不同的这个先生这个一个的换，那后来发现他都没有办法从他们身上得到满足。
She move on to the second husband.
那他就这样子第一个先生结束他之后又换了一个先生。
And then third husband, and fourth husband, and fifth husband.
那第三个丈夫，第四个丈夫，第五个丈夫都是像这样子。
You think about the lady who's seeking for this much effort to be satisfied. This woman has a great desire.
我们可以想象一个这样的女人，她为了要追寻就是从不同的男人那里得到的这个乐趣，我们可以想到这个女人她有非常强烈的这个欲望。
She looking for satisfaction.
她是追寻这种满足感。
So digging out here, digging out there, we end up that she cannot find out true, you know, satisfaction.
那她在这里在世上这个到处的挖掘，她没有办法找到真
正的满足感。The one she cherished in a life that find out the things that which is the man, it turned out to be fake treasure.
那他一直致力想要得到的这种 就是这种这么多从男人那里得到的这种满足，
他
发现这些都是这种空虚的。
The Lord Jesus passing through there, you know, there's a well there.
那在那个时候，耶稣刚好经过那里有一个井。
And that she came to the well to draw the water out of there.
那他到那里的井去取水。
And Jesus asked for some water, so let him to drink.
所以耶稣就问他说：“你可以取一些水给我喝吗
？”And then she think that how come in a Jewish ask me to for the water？
那他就想，为什么一个犹太人会来要我取水给他喝
？At that time, Jesus released a very precious treasure to her.
所以在那个时候，耶稣把这个非常宝贵的这个宝藏。掀开了一角，就是让他来品尝。
Let's look at the John chapter 4.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
From verse 10.
第十节。
John chapter 4 from verse 10.
Jesus
answered, say to her, if you knew the gift of God and who is in the who's say you to give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you the living water. And she said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where then do you get the living water, verse 12.
十二节
You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you? And who gave us the well and drank it itself, and his sons and his cattle? 13.
十三
Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. Verse 14.
十四
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to the eternal life. When Jesus talked to this lady, he released the treasure to her to let her to take it.
所以当耶稣跟这个妇人对谈的时候，他把这个宝藏那分享了给她。
At that time, when this lady came to the well to draw the water, and Jesus next to there asking for water, but there's a she just brought up why, and then if you ask him, he will give you the living water. Now she's interested about this living water.
So Jesus 向这个妇人来要水，所以这个妇人就觉得非常奇怪，你为什么要来跟我要水喝呢？所以耶稣就提到了这个。活水的概念，所以这个妇人就产生了兴趣。
My treasures is just like this water.
耶稣说，我可以给你的宝藏就像这个活水一样。
This water, if you drink it, you cannot thirst it. But the next time you have to come back because you thirst it again, you have to drink it again.
那耶稣说，因为如果是喝这个水的，都还会再渴，都还得要再继续喝水。但你如果喝我所赐的水就永远不会。
But my living water is very different than this world of physical water.
我所赐的活水跟这个物质上的这种水是非常不同的。
Here the Lord Jesus released the letter her to find out this living water so she can drink it.
所以耶稣在这里让他知道了这个活水是什么，所以也让他知道他可以来品尝这个活水。
So far, this lady just keep on changing to find out the water so she can drink it thirsty her soul, but nothing so far to be success. So this time, Jesus talk about the living water. Now bring her all attention.
所以因为这个妇人她之前她的这个生活的一个情况就是他不断的在转换，不断的在追寻来满足他的欲望，或者是就像他在不断的他在换不同的水来喝。但耶稣呢，他就让他知道，他能够赐的活水是跟他之前他所追寻的这些世上的水是不一样的。
So John chapter 4 verse 14, Jesus mentioned that whoever drinks of this of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
所以耶稣在约翰福音四章十四节这里讲说，人若喝我赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
When Jesus talk about the eternal life, about this spring water, let her to drink, Now the woman now approached to him. The verse 15 says, "Sir, give me this water."
所以耶稣把这个妇人指引到这里，在十五节这里，妇人就说：“先生，请把这水赐给我。”
So I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw.
叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
Now this lady willing to get this water and from her heart.
所以现在这个妇人呢，她愿意从她的心来领用这个水。
At that time, the Jesus now challenged her.
所以在这个时候呢，耶稣就问这个问题来挑战她。
The verse 16, and then Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband, and come here."
所以十六节耶稣就说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
Actually, this is what is most challenge to the woman.
所以这其实是对这个妇人来说，这个一个最大的一个挑战。
In verse 17, now this woman talked to Jesus.
所以十七节，妇人回答耶稣。
Now I have no husband. Just Jesus said to her, "You have well said. I have no husband."
耶稣。Verse 17.
You had five before. You have had five husbands before.
但呢，你已经有了五个丈夫。
The one with you is not your husband.
你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
That means you are now on the way of committing sin.
他意思就是说，你现在正走上要犯罪的这条路。
If you want to drink this living water, you have to pay the price.
你如果要喝这个活水，你必须要付出一点代价。
You have to clean your heart, clean. You have to dealing with your sin to remove out of your heart.
你必须要能够除去你心中的罪，然后要能够把这些不好的东西从心里排除掉。
But we know the entire whole story is we cannot see, but yet we find.We hope that this lady find out these treasures and she really removed the sin out of in front of the Lord Jesus so she can gain this the living water in her life.
所以这个故事到这里可能我们就会真的希望她能够把她心里头的这些障碍这些罪给清除掉所以她能够饮用到这个活水。
Even Jesus released to her that he is the Messiah.
那耶稣在那里告诉他，他是弥赛亚。
So actually, she later go out to the town to talk to the people. There's a Messiah is here.
那在妇人之后呢，他到这个城镇上去跟大家宣讲，这个他遇到了弥赛亚。
Now we find out from the story, find out that important thing is if we find out the treasure, we have to take it.
所以我们从这个故事，我们知道，如果我们找到了宝藏，我们必须要赶快把它得到。
Now we have to pay the price.
但呢，我们必须要付出代价。
The price is we come to the Lord, we repent, and so the all the sin is forgiven by God by the blood of Jesus.
那这个代价呢，就是我们来到耶稣面前，我们要在他面前悔改。然后借着他的宝血我们可以得到救赎。
And many people think that in the gain the very precious one the easy way to gain it's actually Bible telling us not true.
所以那些容易得到的那些宝藏都不是真正的宝藏。
Jesus talking about the Matthew chapter 13 about this kingdom of God is like the treasure the hidden in the field.
所以在马太福音十三章这里讲到耶稣说的比喻是这个天国就是一个
This man actually paid the price.
这个人他的确他已经付了他的代价。
He willing to go back to his house. He just sell everything for this hidden treasure to gain in his life.
那他愿意要来付钱，然后来买这个隐藏的这个宝藏。
It was a few weeks ago, and when I was in Chicago, which means not a few weeks ago, last week, I'm sorry. We had a spiritual convocation.
那上个礼拜我到芝加哥那里有灵恩布道会。
I stayed there for about over 3 weeks.
我在那里待了三个礼拜。
There's one, the sister's husband, he is like a fourth stage of the cancer.
在那里有一位姐妹的先生，他是癌症第四期。
At the beginning, he never responded. You know, only the sister Tian, she come to the church.
那这位姐妹呢？她到教会，
What happened to her is she received the Holy Spirit when she came as a true seeker.
所以这位姐妹她是慕道者的时候，那她得到了圣灵。
So we encourage you to that once you receive the Holy, that you receive the grace from God. It is good to study with us so that you can baptize.
所以我们一旦她得到圣灵之后，我们鼓励她继续来跟我们查考，然后希望她以后可以考虑受洗。
She understood the importance of this salvation.
她知道了。得到这个救恩的重要性。
So her daughters also once you know come to the church.
那她的女儿也曾经到教会一起来慕道。
But Wednesday night, sometimes she also come to the mom to come to the meeting.
所以我们礼拜三晚上的聚会她也会跟她的妈妈一起来参加。
But she keep on postponing for the baptism because of her husband.
但呢这个太太她。一直在拖延，没有决定要来受洗，因为他的先生的关系。
But that was the last spiritual, last spring spiritual convocation. Finally, husband accepted, let the wife and daughter to be baptized.
所以上一次这个春季的灵恩会的时候，这个先生
husband not baptized,
okay.
Only this okay. wife and the daughter. Yeah.
所以先生终于愿意了，让太太跟女儿来受洗。
Even he came to the baptism site last spring spiritual convocation.
所以去年的春季灵恩会的时候，他也到了这个洗礼场去那里观礼。
So at that time we take a picture with the whole family.
所以那时候我们照了全家的合照。
But of course, in the physically whole family taking picture, but wife and daughter was the only one to be baptized.
那当然，全家照相。但呢，就只有太太跟女儿是受洗的。
The last visitation, I find out, you know, the husband's condition getting worse and worse.
但呢，最后我们前一次去拜访他们家的时候，发现了这个先生的病情越来越糟。
And so I visited him and I urged him to, I at that times I straightforward.
所以在那次我就比较强就是积极的来鼓励他。
You have to be baptized.
我跟他说你要来受洗。
If you between there, you cannot be saved.
你如果这样子一直拖下去，你没有办法得救。
Don't you remember last time that you and your wife and your daughter was baptized by the name of Jesus? They're all born again. Now is your time.
你记得上一次你的太太跟你女儿，那他们奉耶稣基督的名受洗，他们得到了拯救。那再来就是你了。
We do not know how many days you can go this way.
我们不晓得你还有几天。
Otherwise, it is. We cannot guarantee of your salvation.
那我们没有办法来保证你的受你之后的得救。
Which means that your family as a daughter and wife already take the get the hidden treasure.
那你的家里呢？你的太太跟女儿已经得到了这个隐藏的宝藏。
But why you hesitated?
为什么你？这个迟延不肯做呢？
They are baptized, they receive the Holy Spirit. You know that.
那你如果受洗，那之后得了圣灵。
But he kind of hesitated.
但呢，他就是一直迟
疑。And then after I talked to him, and he feel tired.
那我跟他讲话之后呢，他觉得有点累。
Now I have to lay down. So he lay down. I just went out.
所以那他累了，他就要躺下来休息。那之后呢，我就离开。
At that time, I talked to his wife says. If anytime he changes mind, ask me, I can come.
所以我后来我告诉他太太，任何时候如果他改变主意，我可以随时过来。
But end up, he couldn't make a decision.
但呢，他一直没有办法做决定。
The last Sunday, which is the last day of our Chicago spiritual convocation, the night he passed away.
那上个礼拜天，是芝加哥教会灵恩会的最后一天， yeah. 然后他。那天他过世了。
Then I look at the picture, the last spiritual convocation, that whole family is there. He is not to be baptized.
我们想想看，前一个灵恩会，他是全家唯一一个没有受洗的。
He doesn't want to sell his property.
他不愿意变卖他的田地。
God doesn't want to material things. We sell it using our credit card. We can buy the salvation. No.
神不要任何物质的东西，不是说，我们变卖一些东西，我们用我们的信用卡刷卡来得到救恩。神并没有要这样子的东西。
God wants us to buy our heart.
神要来买我们的心。
So it is a blessing that anybody will come to the Lord to find out the treasure, which is the gospel of salvation.
所以，这是 神的祝福就是我们能够到他面前来找到这个隐藏的宝藏，我们能够得救。
Which the true gospel of salvation, which the word of God, and also the receiving the Holy Spirit, receiving the baptism, we become a born again Christian.
那这个宝藏呢，就是能够接受神的话语，那能够得到拯救，能够受洗，能够归入他的名下，能够得到他的祝福。
Sunday night, I heard this news. When I sit down my chair, I feel so.It kind of feel really sad.
那上个礼拜天，那我接到消息，就是这位先生他过世的消息，我非常的难过。
Less than 2 weeks ago, I have seen him face to face.
那因为不到两个礼拜之前，我才跟他面对面的见面。
But he is no longer in this world.
但呢，现在他已经不在这个世上了。
Kingdom of God is very close to him at that time.
那时候天国其实离他非常近的。
But yet, he cannot find this hidden treasure.
但呢，他没有办法找到这个隐藏的宝藏。
So he hesitated to buy. He can sell all this. So he can buy this treasure.
所以他没有把他手头上的东西卖掉来买这个隐藏的宝藏。
Of course, because the God has a wonderful grace.
当然神有非常大的这个恩典。
But when we find out the treasure, when we find out the gospel of salvation, we have to jump in there. We have to buy it.
当我们发现了这个天国的宝藏，我们必须要赶快来把它买下来。
We have to invest our entire life.
我们必须要能够把我们的全身都投资进去。
The give up for the Lord.
那要放弃这些一切，为了神。为了主耶稣
Kingdom of God is precious.
因为天国是非常宝贵无比的。
Not because we know that in this world, how many people can make a successful life in this world? We don't know.
我们不知道有多少人在这世上能够过了一个这个非常成功顺利的生活。
Everybody wants to be a successful life.
每个人都希望能够有非常成功富裕的生活。
Maybe some people may be very good businessmen in this world.
可能很多人都是在世上非常成功的这个做买卖的
人。But we're talking about the spiritual, you know, wise man, spiritual businessman to be.
但呢，我们今天讲的是属灵的这个商人。
One day we have to die.
有一天我们都要死。
The book of Hebrews chapter, let's look at it.
我们一起来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says, In as much as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment.
所以按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And this is the solemn statement.
这是一个非常斩钉截铁的一个结论。
Death is given to us anybody, everybody.
这是说给每一个人听的。
But the Bible mentioned that after this comes judgment.
所以圣经上讲，在这之后呢，死亡之后就有审判。
If anybody who faced the judgment, the die and then face the judgment, we consider so sad, turn out to be sad story.
所以如果
It turned out to be a sad story for the life.
Okay. 所以如果在审判的时候没有办法就是我们如果没有办法能够成功的就是被神来审判，那这将是一个非常糟糕的事情。
And we have to buy the hidden treasures.
因为我们所以我们必须要能够来买下这个隐藏的宝藏。
Once we buy, we drink it, the Holy Spirit, then we can be satisfied.
那就像这个活水一样，我们买了，我们把这个活水喝下去。
And also, once we,
我们就能够得到属灵的这个财富。
Once we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we paid paid the price for our sin, then we die with the Lord, it come out, then we can be a new person. It is a hidden treasure.
那我们一旦接受了这个福音。那我们受洗了，然后喝下，就像喝下这个活水，我们之后就能够得到神之后所有的祝福。
Why many people do not interest about this hidden treasure? Because they cannot see through their eyes.
为什么很多人对这个隐藏的宝藏没有兴趣呢？因为他们从眼睛看
到。During the time of Jesus, he preached the gospel to town by town.
我们想到以前耶稣他传福音，在各地游走。
And one time even feeding the 5,000 people physical bread.
那甚至有一次他还亲自喂饱了五千人。
But when Jesus
talking
about spiritual bread, and people they lost the interest.
但呢，耶稣一讲到这个物质上的这个就是属灵上的这个灵粮，那当时的人就失去了兴趣。
Well, they withdraw from the Lord Jesus.
那他们就离开了耶稣。
So even the Jesus he came to this world to preach the gospel, not that many people actually get interest to follow him.
所以耶稣就算他本人那时候在传福音的时候，也没有那么多的人对他所传讲的福音。
Nowadays, like me, because I don't have that much knowledge, I don't have that much of authority yet. I just preach the word of God itself as it is. I don't know how many people really been convinced by that.
那现在我站在这里，我也没有很多的知识，我也没有那样子的能力。那我在这里传讲福音，我也不晓得有多少人可以信服。
But I hope you can bring attention to this hidden treasure.
但呢，我希望大家还是可以能够对这个隐藏的宝藏呢，
because hidden,
有一些兴趣。
Hidden treasure is in the spirit.
这个隐藏的宝藏呢，它是在灵里头的。
It's talking about the true satisfaction.
这讲的呢是真正的这种满足感。
It's talking about the true guarantee of way of salvation.
这是一个能够得到永生的一个凭据，一个保障。
I hope you can having this kingdom of God in your life.
我希望大家都能够有天国在我们的生活。
Also, you can be rejoiced with this wonderful gospel of salvation.
那也希望我们都能够能够对这个美好的福音能够我们都能够得到这个福音，能够得到神的赏赐。
Now, before finish the last word, you can John chapter 5.
那我们最后看约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5 from verse 24.
24节。
Just 24 is fine. John chapter 5 verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him, who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
24节，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生的。
I hope you can have this truth, and also you accept this gospel of salvation. You believe in the Lord Jesus, so you can secure about your eternal life.
我希望大家都能够接受这个真理，然后能够得到这个保障，所以我们都能够得到这个所应许的永生。
Let us sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
339.
339.